With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The premier checks in from Bermuda.
We're preparing for the Joint Ministerial Council meeting in the UK, which will be in November of 2026. And today's discussion laid important groundwork.
The Honorable Andre Ebanks checked in on Wednesday, saying the Overseas Territories Caribbean Caucus is a, quote, unique forum in which OT leaders coordinate positions, exchange experiences on shared policy challenges, and agree on common approaches.
And today, we focus on what matters to our people, protecting our right to self-determination, working together on health services, building resiliency against climate change and hurricanes, and shaping a modern, respectful partnership with the United Kingdom, one built on genuine consultation.
In addition to Bermuda and the Cayman Islands, leaders from Anguilla, the British Virgin Islands, Montserrat, and Turks and Caicos are also attending. Discussions continue this week. The Ministry of Education clears 10 out of 16 recommendations from the Auditor General and the Public Accounts Committee dating back to 2019. They covered a number of themes, but the most frequent were strategy development and planning, policy development, and performance management monitoring and reporting.
We have 4 that are in progress and 10 that we believe are completed. In looking at the recommendations and how some of those are worded, they are quite open-ended, and it was difficult to then say whether these could be concluded at this point. Otherwise, we would just keep revisiting those.
In her statement to the Public Accounts Committee this week, Chief Officer in the Ministry of Education and Training, Satonia Cacho, said 2 recommendations were not accepted. So what are they still working on?
The ones that are in progress relate to the career guidance policy, and we are doing research around that. Our ministry is currently in partnership with the Ministry of Caymanian Employment and also private sector representatives who are part of a National Workforce Development Committee. And they are looking at sharing information on scholarship opportunities, identifying gaps as it relates to employment and scholarship and that alignment, areas of duplication, work permit needs in terms of how students coming back from university can fill some of those jobs. And so the information coming out of that committee would feed into this policy. So that's why it's still in progress.
Others include refocusing of the workforce opportunities and residency Cayman budget and reporting on scholarships. In addition to the Ministry of Education, the Health Services Authority Chief Financial Officer was asked about her organization's outstanding recommendations.
I can confirm to the House that we have completed 14 of the 17 recommendations.
Sheila Thomas said completed actions included a new pharmacy business plan and fixed 2-year supply contracts to control costs. The 3 remaining recommendations involve revisiting unaccepted 2014 consultant reforms and publishing pharmacy performance data publicly. And she added that while internal tracking is active, releasing the information across clinics remains, quote, in progress. To watch the full meeting, you can visit the Cayman Islands Government YouTube channel. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. Fierce fighting is continuing in Yemen, where Iran-backed Houthi militants are reported to have seized another port in the Red Sea. If confirmed, that will give them increased control of the strategic Bab al-Mandeb waterway. Saudi planes have carried out retaliatory strikes in several Yemeni districts. A search operation is continuing off the coast of the Philippines for dozens of people missing following a fire on board a ferry travelling from Manila to the tourist destination of Coron. At least 5 people are known to have died. State media in China is reporting that at least 20 people have been killed in a fire which broke out on board a foreign-flagged cargo ship. President Xi Jinping has called for all-out search and rescue efforts at the shipyard in the eastern province of Shandong, where people are reported to be trapped and missing. The mother of the late King of Toro has accused the Ugandan authorities of placing her under effective house arrest amid a dispute over succession. Queen Bess has rejected the choice of Prince Edward Rukidi Kijanangoma, a news anchor for state television. The French president's called on Europe to develop its own manned spaceflight capability. Emmanuel Macron said Europe needed to work together to become a world player. That's the very latest world news from the BBC.